Hey, beep, beep. There's the beep. Jay, how quickly do you think you could, if pressured to do so, eat a Happy Meal?
Eat a Happy Meal?
A complete Happy Meal. How fast do you think you could eat an entire Happy Meal? Let's just say cheeseburger, French fries.
Well, I don't eat
tiny drink.
Meat, right?
Okay.
I don't eat beef. So chicken McNuggets, it's a four-piece small drink and a small fry.
You know what? Because you're going nuggets, you got to complete a sauce packet as well.
Well, yeah, but I thought that was implied.
Well, I was just...
fucking animal?
I was implying that you would just eat a cheeseburger in this hypothetical situation.
Oh, yeah, no. 90 seconds. No. A minute.
You think 1 minute you could house...
Yeah. Four chicken McNuggets, a baby fry, and a small drink with a sauce packet. Yeah, I think 1 minute.
You can't just pound the sauce packet. I think you got to dip. I mean, or do what you want. You know what? It's your Happy Meal.
Yeah, I think 1 minute.
1 minute. See, I was thinking like 2 minutes, but
2 minutes is like, dude, I want you to think about the size of a chicken McNugget.
Right. Well, I was thinking cheeseburger this whole time, though.
Okay, well, think of a cheeseburger.
But even like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
You just take a bite, and then you take another one. You use your finger like a Civil War musket, ramrod.
Right.
Whole.
Yeah. Here, bite on this.
What constitutes eating, though? Does it have to be down the hatch or just chewed in the mouth?
Gone. Just gone.
Gone. Like, just, I have to open my mouth. Like,
if you just shove it in your mouth, you know, 30 seconds. But, yeah, you got to... Completion.
To completion.
But you have to finish the soda, too. But the soda's like, I feel like...
The soda's the end.
I feel like that's in, like, three sips, right?
Yeah. You get extra ice in that bitch. See, you could really game this thing.
Right.
You get it down to about 40 seconds if you really try. Just get extra ice.
Right.
Get the high C orange. I don't think that they sell there anymore, but maybe. I don't know. I've been to McDonald's.
You have to get a Powerade.
Okay, perfect.
That's what I think you'd have to do.
No
the
carbonation.
The blue Powerade.
Yeah, extra ice. There's like three sips in there. You fire those four nuggets down there. You empty the bag of fries into your mouth. Yeah.
You house it.
Dude, I guarantee you I could get it done in a minute. You're making me want to stop this podcast to go improve this.
I wouldn't be. You know what? I only brought this up because I wanted to eat a...
Hoping to try to get a Happy Meal out of this.
How many Happy Meals do you think you'd have to eat to be satisfied?
Oof.
To be like, I ate a meal.
Three Happy Meals.
Three Happy Meals?
Yeah.
I think I would need 4 to 5 Happy Meals.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I had chicken McNuggets.
Mm-hmm.
I think about them often.
Yeah? How could you not? They're delicious, first of all.
They're so gross, but they're so good.
But they're... damn tasty.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, there's no other.
Like,
there's no other.
So good.
The only reason to go to McDonald's is for the Egg McMuffin. And beyond that,
really,
it's the Chicken McNuggets. That's it. There's the only two reasons.
That's your go-to. You don't like a Filet-O-Fish? I really like a Filet-O-Fish
sandwich.
I don't
even really eat fish. So really, it's just the only thing I want is the... And you know how I have to order the egg McMuffin at McDonald's?
You have a preferred...
Well, I have to order it this way. Otherwise, they give me some fucked up bullshit. I have to say, can I have an Egg McMuffin without the meat? Because if I say, can I get an egg and cheese on an English muffin, they give me the egg and cheese biscuit, which is disgusting. Your biscuit is gross. I don't like biscuits. I'm in this for the English muffin.
I like a biscuit.
I don't want your chalky ass fucking crumbly biscuit. That's nasty.
Mm-hmm. It's either crumbly or sopping in butter.
Yeah, man.
Those are your options with the biscuit.
I don't like either one of those options. All I want...
Have you had a McGriddle?
No.
You got to try a McGriddle.
Yeah, but again, I can't eat the meat, and I think the sausage is what makes it.
No, I mean, they make them with bacon or without.
All right, well, maybe I'll
I'm just saying, give it a shot. I don't give a fuck about McDonald's, by the way. I was just
thinking,
this
episode
like,
brought to you by
Ba-da-ba-ba. Hard on podcast. I don't know, because I was just thinking about a Happy Meal. And like, when was the last time you had a Happy Meal?
I don't know.
Like, as a child, right?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like, do you remember the day you were like, I don't want the Happy Meal?
No.
No?
Nope. I don't remember the day.
I do.
Okay. What was that like? Was that like
it was a strange experience. I felt like many things we do for the first time, I felt peer pressured into it.
Sure. Sean, you don't need this anymore.
Well, no.
You want the big boy meal, Sean?
I was with a friend
oh,
and
shit.
His parents. And they were like, well, what do you guys want? And up to this point in my life, only the Happy Meal.
How old are you?
I really don't remember. I remember it happening.
Give me a ballpark.
I got to say 7, 8.
Oh, yeah, that's young.
I don't know. Maybe old, maybe 9, 10. I really don't know. But in that range, I definitely wasn't a teen. You know what I'm saying? I would say I was no older than 11.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
But
that was your transition.
That was the, yeah. I remember his mom going around being like, well, what do you want? What do you want? My friend ordered like the 8-piece or whatever, like the standard nugget meal is. And I was like, fuck.
And you looked at him. Yo, you got hair on your balls, son?
Like, what's that like?
What are you doing?
Doesn't it take you like a year to eat those fries? Like, that's so
like,
much
I was
going to
get
man.
The Happy Meal that comes with the He-Man. Like, does an adult Happy Meal come with like a pack of Newports?
Don't they? Can you still get a toy with the adult meal?
Does like, I get like High C Orange, but do you get like liquor? How does that work?
Do you get like a decaf coffee? He's, yeah, I get a Colt 45.
Yeah. Do you want the Colt 45 or the Zigzags? Is it for a boy? Sir, is it for a boy or a girl?
A boy or a girl?
Yeah. Do you want a Zima or a Colt 45? I'm sorry, I'm not. A boy or girl? Oh,
the boy toy or the girl toy?
The Colt 45, please.
And then I proceeded to do. And then his like. Then I ate my meal like a fucking man.
Like a man.
Like the man I had
and you,
just
you
become.
You talk shit to his mom. She's like, Sean, are you ready to go home? No, like, I'll tell you bitch. When I'm ready to go home. Who the fuck you talking to? Bitch, turn this fucking car around.
You know what? Pull over. I'm driving. But yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about fucking Happy Meals, man. Like.
Yeah. Happy Meals are. I know that Happy Meals are pretty far removed from you as a person. Happy Meals, up until probably a year ago, were a regular part of my life.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's not, they're not like, it's not like, oh, do you remember? I mean, there was a period of my life where I was like, do you remember Happy Meals? Then
right,
they just came back
like, well,
into
yeah,
my
Happy
life.
Meals.
Yeah. Let me get a Happy Meal. Yeah.
Well, the reason I was thinking about it is because I was there for my niece's first Happy Meal.
Hey,
I was like, you
mazel
remember
tov.
Freaking Happy Meal, man?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what's had me thinking. Yeah. Like, there's no way I would eat that and be like, that's what got me started on this. I was like looking at it and I was like, there's no way. Like, because I know adults who will just eat a Happy Meal and be like, oh, this is, you know what? It's smaller. I like it. It's no.
No.
That is not enough food.
They shouldn't even let you order that shit. There was a time.
If anybody asks, you are 10 years old.
Yeah. There was
the
a
waitress
time,
asks how old you are. You say 11.
In high school where these girls were only eating baby food. And they'd get, like, Happy Meals.
It's like a thing.
And then they would bitch about the infantilization of the female species.
Right.
The Hamburglar is on your dinner. Come on. Come on.
And I'm pretty sure he's a sex offender.
He definitely.
That's why he has to wear a mask.
Look at the look on his face.
I mean, he's registered, but you don't recognize him. You don't know him when you see him.
Do you know every time a McDonald's moves into a new neighborhood, the Hamburglar's got
to
go around?
He has to go around. Nah. He's fucking tray full of fries. Hey.
Hello. Hi.
I'd like to I'm new in town.
I just moved into the neighborhood. Yeah, no, we saw the signs. It was, yeah.
Yeah. It was on Route 30, right?
Yeah. Listen, it's a law thing. I mean.
Listen, I hate to bother you in this lovely evening. Yeah. You have a beautiful family. Yeah. However, I need to inform you as required by New York State law.
He pulls out. He's got it written on the back of a fry packet.
Hello.
Hello. My name is the Hamburglar.
By the order of Mayor McCheese, I must inform you of my past discretions. Grimace is next. I mean, out of all of them.
Yeah.
Did I fuck my mic up?
No.
Do I sound weird?
No, not at all. Sound good. Sound strong.
I didn't mean to.
Sound masculine.
Break things up here. I just thought I sounded.
No, you sound
off.
Good. You sound good.
Thanks.
Listen to yourself.
I think I sound a horse.
Oh, yeah?
A little horse.
I was a little concerned. I thought that I had the shit.
Like the shit.
Yeah. I had a fire outside.
Okay.
And I was outside for like, I don't know, 9 hours.
Right.
Basically just drinking whiskey in front of a fire. I got up the next day, and I felt like shit. And but my throat was scratchy, and I was like, I got the shit, son. Mm-hmm. I got it. I got the shit. And then I looked outside, and I saw the thick layer of ash across my yard, and I saw the field of goldenrod that I was sitting 5 feet from. I was like, no, I got hay fever. Yeah. No, I'm okay. I don't think it goes away that quick. So I think I'm all right.
I had a one-day Rona case.
Yeah, I got the quick. I got the Rona Express. Yeah. Speaking of Rona, so you know that I am jobless, right?
I'm aware.
Yeah. So I was one of the lucky ones. So I've been looking for gainful employment.
Sure.
For months. Gone on a series of interviews.
Are you a pimp now?
I have a stable.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to you about an opportunity.
Yeah. Who's your bottom bitch?
For a business. Well, I'm looking to replace my top bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
So there's this thing that's happening now. So I go on Indeed, right?
Okay.
Everybody knows Indeed, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.com. So I go on there and I look for jobs.
Sure.
You know, you put your resume in, you your cover letter, which is always the biggest bitch. The cover letters sucks.
Or your CV.
Good evening. I'm writing with interest regarding your open position.
Regarding the position.
I believe that...
Eventually, what I had was paragraphs all about different things that I would plug into the cover letter depending on what the job
was. That's where I'm at, too.
Yeah.
Yep. So you know, you get it. Standard.
Yeah.
Resume PDF, cover letter PDF.
Yep.
We're done. Submit. Give me a call, motherfucker.
Yeah. Headshot.
Well, there's a new thing.
Oh, there's a new thing.
There are companies that are making you take timed tests right on Indeed.
Really?
Yeah. So the one I took today was a two-parter. Took 25 minutes.
Total?
Timed, yeah. One section was for organic social media, and the other was for SEO.
Sure.
Two-part test, timed.
Yeah.
25 fucking minutes.
That's a long test.
It is.
Was it like multiple choice?
Yeah.
And it took 25 minutes. That's a long multiple choice test.
Ludicrous.
ATL.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are handing out tests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take a test. I worked.
Bitch, I don't work for you.
I just worked for a fucking decade doing this.
Well, what if I wrote it down? And why can't they just call up your previous employer?
Why can't we have
Isn't that how that used to be?
Historically. Or you bring me in, we meet each other.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, hey, so you know, what are your thoughts? And then they get a feel for you. And then you get the goddamn job. Instead, I'm out here taking this test like I'm in high school. Like I'm taking a fucking SAT.
Sure.
You're asking me, there's trick questions. Give me, which two of these? I'm like, don't throw the two at me. Don't throw the two at me.
I hate the multiple choice where it's like, select all that apply.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe none of them.
Yeah. And then one of them says, none of the above.
Yeah.
Come on. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? So I've had to do that three times, and every time I get angry. Fucking tests, man. Tests.
I did have to take a test for my current job. Well, not a test. It was like a. I don't know if I'd call it a test, but it was definitely like a questionnaire. That definitely felt like a test. It was like a personality test.
That's different. A personality test is different.
But it was after I had like a phone call. Like there was correspondence back and forth, and then they're like, "Hey, we want you to take this." You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, taking a test.
I've done those too. But I mean, this is like a serious.
So what if you pass this test? You get 100 points.
I don't know. I guess they call
you. I'm just saying, like, say you get 100 points on this test. Then what? What if you take this test, you pass it, and then they find out that your like entire resume is bullshit, and you're like, "Yeah, but I passed the test."
Right.
I proved to you that I can do the
right
work.
Right. I don't know the answer there.
Right?
I don't know. I can tell you that the one I took today, I definitely at one point was just like, this is stupid, and just started clicking answers. Yeah. You're turning me off. Look, this is how I look at shit. You're trying to fill a position. You need me.
Right.
Don't turn me off with this bullshit. Like, if these guys call me tomorrow, I'm going to tell them that their test is fucking stupid.
Sure.
Don't do that. You're being lazy and reductive. Stop that shit.
Yeah.
Stop
that. That sounds like somebody who's trying to justify their job.
Right.
Like somebody in
you know what we should do?
And
we
they're like, yeah, either yeah. an HR or the recruiting.
It's
or
a new feature. And indeed, I like think we should take advantage.
Yeah, 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 I think we need to implement tests.
Brian, can you come up with 50 questions? 50 questions? Yeah, 50. 50 is good.
And it's probably a pyramid of this where a guy at Indeed was like, oh, shit, I need to justify why I'm here. I'm going to come up with this quiz thing and then write a bunch of bullshit blogs about how it's important that you test your applicants.
Right.
And then I'm going to disperse those in a mass email that go out. And then all these companies that use Indeed are going to be like, well, the research shows that yeah. it's really important that you take you give tests. And now it's just a thing.
Yeah.
People create the hype. You know what I mean? They yeah. created the reason for it. And when there wasn't that, we've literally, since the dawn of time, this hasn't been a thing. Like, I understand, like, testing, like...
Yeah, man.
But not right up front. Like,
no.
Like,
not to mention, it's just a dumb thing to take a test. Look, I've gone on interviews for companies
right.
that were...
Isn't that what the interview's for?
Much fucking bigger than this rinky-dink horseshit operation I submitted to today. Uh-huh. It's just, you look at the resume, and you go, oh, you put that in the pile where it's like, oh, this has potential. Mm-hmm. And then we have a conversation, and you ask questions, and that's how it works.
Right.
That's how it's always worked. There's never been a written test. And now there's a test. There's a and ZipRecruiter has a different thing. It's endorsements. So
wow. So people could endorse you?
Yeah, well you stand out more the more endorsements you have. So you would need to create a ZipRecruiter account, Sean, and then I would send you a request to endorse me on my skills.
Oh, that
you
LinkedIn would pick does that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking stupid. It's not a social media thing. It's a job application site.
Right.
We don't need interaction. We need to get this piece of paper to the employer. That's
right.
it. Yeah.
Y'all got email over there?
Yeah.
I'd like to send, like...
Yeah, the internet. That thing with the email? yeah.
And what? So is this job not listed anywhere else?
Yeah, it's listed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Like, why do you have to take the quiz on Indeed? Like, Indeed makes the quiz?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying, though. It's like... I don't know, dude. That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. It's stupid. I don't want to do it. And then I start making up excuses while I'm going happening.
Yeah.
Like, what if I'm just not a strong test taker? And I'm fine. I've always been okay with tests and stuff like that. But I'm on a time. It's just a time thing.
Right.
And like, how are you gonna put like every question is timed? So you have 90 seconds for each question.
Annoying.
And then the questions are like two paragraphs long. Uh-huh. They're like fucking word problems.
Right.
And it's like your client has a specific need. They sell watermelons, and the watermelon market in this area is blah 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 blah. Now you need to find how would you find this in this market, and then blah blah blah, and then what are the what are the vertical markets
what
for the watermelon?
What if you have a learning disability?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what if you... Nothing that hinders you from doing your job.
No.
But something that makes it so you cannot... You literally can't perform under that stress of that test.
And I've been in that field for a long time.
Right.
And I have never once been faced with a... All right, man, listen, you got 90 seconds to make a decision that's going to impact the rest of the company in just 90 seconds. Go,
this
go,
whole thing
go.
Could collapse if you don't take care of this.
I've never had to defuse a social media bomb. Just,
right.
What are you doing? Stop
Jesus
it.
Christ.
Stop your shit. Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Right now, they're making it harder.
Especially right now.
You know who else makes it harder? Fucking recipe websites. Especially right now.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, I was looking for a recipe for, I don't even remember. It was a stir fry or something.
Sure.
Right? I went probably six sites. The top six results on my search. Every one of them starts with, I was a child.
Oh, my God, yes.
And you're like, what the
my
fuck?
My grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and
I
you
don't...
scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll, and 6 minutes later, you find 3/4 tablespoon of garlic. That's the shit I'm looking
That's
for.
That's all I'm looking
I'm
for.
I'm looking for ingredients and how long I got to cook
Maybe
this
a video.
A video would be
Maybe.
Great.
Maybe
it's
a
great.
Video. Don't need it, but thanks.
I don't need the story. I don't need the fucking origins. I don't want to hear about how it was your grandmother's favorite fucking sandwich. I don't care.
And who out there does care? Who out there is like, oh,
who has time?
I love reading cooking recipe blogs.
Yeah. Who's not standing in their kitchen at 10 minutes to 5, feverishly flipping through their phone looking for something to do with this pile of food in front of you? Nobody.
Do you hate when you're adding ingredients to a thing and then your phone screen turns off?
Oh,
but your hands have like food all
over
and shit?
It's the worst.
It's so fucking annoying.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
I feel it's a conspiracy to get you to buy like a giant like kitchen tablet or one of the fridges with the built-in things, you know, like it's all leading to something. Right. I know it. It's gotta be.
Because and then a lot of them, you get halfway through the recipe and it's like, oh, well then turn on your industrial convection oven. It's like, whoa, what?
Add 3/4 cup of indigenous Indian parsley.
This recipe feeds 37, but you can divide it up into whatever you need.
If you know metric.
Yeah.
How many kilograms of garlic do I need? This is... it sucks. That's been my life for 6 months is like...
Sure.
You know, hustle through dinner and then get it together. I've become a hausfrau is what I've become.
Yeah.
I've become a very good... Like, I'm good with everything. It's just the modern... inconveniences or what's really getting
the stress of the modern kitchen.
Yeah, man. I can't deal with it. I don't need your fucking story. I don't need your story, Ina Garten.
Oh. Ina Garten.
Whatever.
Yeah, the barefoot Contessa.
Yeah, don't tell Jeffrey. Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey.
When is she going to find out that Jeff is gay as fuck?
AF. I don't know. I tell you, Jeffrey's not telling you.
Yeah. Ina. Why do you think you have all these gay friends? Because Jeffrey invites them over. That's what's up.
Terrific.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm inviting the boys over, but Jeffrey still has to work. And then Jeffrey comes home like, surprise. Oh, you're here.
Yeah. Oh, you're here. That's funny.
Jeffrey.
So those are my big gripes. Those are my big gripes this week on the internet.
I hate when there's the same recipe on 5 different websites.
Oh, my God.
You're like, I looked at this one already. And then you fucking like you keep scrolling and it's the same exact recipe.
And these people are
making... So many ads, Jay.
Nah, I was just going to say they're making ad revenue.
That's what it is. We need this. Scroll. Well, yeah, that's
scroll,
the thing. The page needs to be longer.
Scroll.
You need to make the page longer, so you need to write a story, a 10-chapter story about why this guacamole is important to you.
I have a box at home that has recipes on cards that were handwritten. Uh-huh. That is the easiest thing. You just go in there and you pull one out like, oh, yeah, pancakes. Got it. And it's like 6 ingredients, and then you do the thing, and it's over, and you're done.
Right.
There's no scrolling. There's no fucking 7-page soliloquy about, you know, your Aunt Winnie and the fucking log cabin that you would visit on hot summer fucking weekends with your parents who were getting a divorce but were trying to keep it together for the kids and all of this horse shit.
Yeah.
It's just pancakes, man.
The syrup represents
pancakes. Yeah. I don't need a metaphor. Yeah. Yep.
Just trying to adhere to my parents.
I fell into the river.
Literally.
Literally. I fell into the river.
Why were you at the river? We're being timed. As you can remember, the hounds of Amsterdam.
It's getting dark and cold. I went for a ride with the kid to look for waterfowl.
Like ducks and shit.
Like ducks and shit.
Okay.
So there's a park that's actually near here, mm-hmm. a little ways up the road. It's in Hageman.
Okay, yeah.
And it's got a little pond. Yeah, you know the pond and the little bridge. It's lovely.
It's a lovely park.
Took the kid up there. There's a family up there in a rusted-out pickup truck just coughing on each other and licking the swings and shit. So we didn't hang out
just
long.
Doing a part.
It's a mess. I know.
We're building your immune system, snowflake.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, Democratic hoax. I understand.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, he understands. Let him go. 2020. I know. So anyway, there's no geese to be found, uh-huh. which is surprising because normally there's a ton of geese there and shit. So.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I'll lock it up. Thank you.
So normally there's a ton of geese. Uh-huh. About. Okay. So quick side note. For those who are listening, which I guess would not, for you and uh-huh. for everybody else, we're right outside the door of the building.
Yeah.
And. It's the time of the day where the physical therapist's office is closing.
Yep.
So the therapists are leaving.
Uh-huh.
Now, the girl who just left,
yep.
who asked if we were done, is the woman who made my face work again after it stopped working by sticking my hand in a bowl of water and electrocuting me 3 times a week at my own cost for maybe a 4-week period. So that's her.
You guys have a unique relationship.
She would never remember me, but I feel like I should smile and wink at her with both eyes.
I was going to say.
You did this. Anyway, okay, yeah. So.
In case we forget to cut that part out of the episode, that was what that interaction was just now.
So we go looking for ducks and geese and shit. There are none, so we end up going to the river. We go to the river. There's nothing there either, but the docks are still out. There's a dock on,
sure,
on this little spot where we've actually recorded.
Yep.
That goes out into the river, so I went and sat at the end of it, and the kid sat behind me, and we kind of were hanging out. We weren't saying anything. It was just quiet, just hanging out, looking at the water.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was thinking about how horrible it is and how the Mohawk River is just a okay, sledge factory.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't saying it out loud. I was just pretending to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
And having a quiet moment.
It's not like the Hudson where, like,
my daughter.
The southern Hudson is, mm-hmm, fucking disgusting.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, the northern Hudson's very nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You don't get that with the Mohawk.
It's Mohawk's just gross all the way down.
Thing is,
yeah, it's just a diarrhea cascade all the way to the Hudson. So we're sitting there, and then she looks over, and she sees a bumblebee. A honeybee.
Sure.
Drowning in the water.
Okay.
Next to us, maybe about 3 feet off the dock. And she's like, oh, look at that. I think he's drowning. Like, he is drowning. All right. So I find a leaf, a fallen leaf.
You're a good guy.
And I put it in, and I, mm-hmm, rescue the bee. I take him out. I put him on the dock next to us. And we both lie on our bellies and get close to the bee. And we're watching this bee, and it's cleaning off the water. It's with its little bee arms.
Yeah.
It's like stripping the water off its furry, right, body.
Yeah.
And
like squeegeeing
itself and shaking its ass.
Sure.
And shaking its wings. And
like a dog.
Right, right. And we're like, wow, this is incredible. Look at this thing. It was so interesting to watch, right?
Right.
And she looks at me and she's like, you did a good thing. And I was like, I did do a good thing, but that's because I have a big, stupid, tender heart and I can't help but help fucking bugs and shit. It's because I did a lot of bad shit, kid. And
every little piece of karma,
yeah,
that you can get back.
Every little one counts, so don't forget that.
All adds up.
So this thing kind of prepares itself for flight, rises up, uh-huh, splashes right back in the fucking drink. And she looks at me and she's like, well, it's going to die. And I was like, not on my watch, it's not. So I go back to the shore and I find a long,
sure,
stick and I'm trying to fish this thing out and it's flailing and it's trying to get to its,
yep,
it's trying to make sense of what's happening to it as it's drowning.
Maybe it was in some sort of like honeybee training program. It
could have been.
It was like Robert De Niro in
Cape Fear.
And
Great Expectations.
Cuba Gooding Jr. In that movie.
Oh, right. But this is the second time we talked about this movie.
It is.
The diving movie.
Yeah.
Right. No such luck. So there's a weeping willow tree. So I grab this long branch with these, like, you know, weeping willows.
Oh.
And I'm trying to scoop it in, right?
Right.
And she goes, you're going to have to go in. I said, I'm not going in for this bee. And then I looked at it and it's flailing around like, fuck this, fuck. I take off my sneakers. I take, uh-huh, off my socks. And it's maybe...
You have shorts on?
Yeah. It's okay. Maybe 4 feet in front of me. So it's just,
right,
it's just not, above the ankle. It's not, it's not a lot.
Not a big,
you know,
deal.
Calf high, right? So I go down the ramp, and then I realize that the ramp is covered in moss, and I go down real hard,
yeah,
and completely submerge myself into the Mohawk River.
Oh, man.
I pop up, and I'm spitting water out.
And you're using your little bee arms to squeegee yourself off,
yeah,
and getting ready.
She's laughing hysterically.
Uh-huh.
So I give her my phone, which is now completely soaked.
Sure.
And I look over and this bee is still drowning. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Not today. I'm soaked already. I'm going in. So I walk in. And now my fall has pushed this bee out.
Yeah, the ripples of.
Yeah.
That's great.
So now the bee is. Maybe waist length.
It's almost to shore.
Waist height.
On the other side.
Yeah. So I go in up to my waist. And I get this bee. Collect him in another leaf I found. I collect him. And I look over at my daughter. And I go, I got him. And she's like, that's great. And I realize she's videotaping me. I was like, you fucker.
That shit's on TikTok now.
So I turn around. And I make my way back to the shore. And I'm smashing my naked toes against jagged rocks. And I'm thinking about all the cuts I have on my legs and how they're being infected with diphtheria.
Yeah.
As I'm marching this bee, this struggling honeybee, on this leaf, like a platter, across the fucking Mohawk River.
Right.
And I get to the edge, there's a wall. I get to the wall. And as I get to the wall, I slip on the moss and I go right back in the wall. I get all the way.
Fantastic. Dunk.
And I come back up. And I grab the leaf, and the leaf is empty. I'm like, you son of a bitch. So now I'm looking for the bee. And I turn around, and I fucking fall again. And when I come up from the water, now, uh-huh, I'm like, I don't know, 10 feet from where I was. Right. I just like, I'm a motherfucker. So I get back and I'm holding the leaf in my hand above my head, just angrily. And I get back and I throw it on the fucking, on the ground, on the wall. And I'm still in the water. And I go, I don't know where the bee is. And she's like, the bee is probably dead. And I'm like, the bee's not going to die. And I'm looking around. And I can't find, and I look over at the wall and the bee is now climbing on the wall. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Fucking nature, man.
So I grab the leaf. I put the bee on the leaf. And I walk up the ramp because I'm stupid. And I hit the moss again. And I go down. And this time when I go down, all of my limbs go out and up. My left hand being the highest. So I go in the water.
Yep.
Hard, land on my back. The leaf and the bee still above the water. Get to my senses. Find my way out. I bring the bee all the way to the middle of the parking lot where the sun is beating. I fucking throw the leaf on the ground, and I'm like, you're on your own, kid. So, yeah. So she has it on video, which is terrific. Mm-hmm. And she's been showing everybody that asks.
I will ask her when I...
You will absolutely see it.
That's great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait. This all, like, to go from the end of that story, how long were you talking? Like 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
While I was in the water?
Between beginning to end of that story, when you
five, I don't know,
first went, decided, okay, I'll go, I will go into the water.
Just telling the story or actually going in?
No. How long did that event happen? For how long did that event take place?
A minute? I don't know.
That's funny. Because, I'm just picturing, 2 minutes before that, you had no intent. You didn't think you'd be wet.
No.
And then the next thing you know, you've fallen in the water 5 times.
Yeah. It took a long shower.
Uh-huh.
The kind of shower where you wash your butt and then you wash a little bit in your butt.
Oh, yeah. You got to get in there.
You got to get in your butt a little bit.
Right.
Like more than once. So I got a little uncomfortable with myself.
Sure.
But I had to because I don't know how watertight my seals are anymore.
Right.
And I need to make sure that I'm okay.
You need some new gaskets.
Yeah. Some grommets. Yeah, I might have a blown O-ring or whatever.
Or
what
A-ring.
Or A-ring.
I thought I might be dead today.
What?
So, have you ever been, just sitting at work long enough to the point where you're, or not even at work, but just, kind of focused on the same thing for so long that you're convinced the world around you isn't, happening?
Sure.
Oh, my God. And I sent out a ton of emails today. I sent out a shit ton of emails today, and no one emailed me back. So I was convinced for 30 seconds that I might be dead. And I was like, is this me slowly coming to the realization?
Right.
Is this my mind slowly shutting down? Like, am I in a bed somewhere?
It's like Jacob's Ladder.
Or in the ground?
Yeah, you're remembering.
Yeah. And I'm like, no one was emailing me back to the point where I had to send myself a test email.
That's
to my personal email address.
That's where you're at. That's your relationship with technology and your dependence. No one emailed me back. I must be dead. There's not like there might be a problem or
people
are busy. It's just I have to be dead.
I must be dead.
I've died.
I've died. It's just weird to go an entire work day and have nobody email me back.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Just saying. So I was like, for a good 30 seconds, I was like, what if this is it?
Karen, am I dead?
Am I dead?
Oh, God damn it. No,
Sean. I'm literally just sitting there. I have headphones in, but I'm listening back to a podcast we recorded to make sure it sounds okay.
Okay, let's
go. I'm like, I'm like, well, of course I'm hearing this because
I was there.
I was there for it. So of course this is what I'm listening to.
Did he murder me? Is this like Ghost? Am I going to have to inhabit Whoopi Goldberg and make sweet sapphic love to my wife one more time? Huh.
What if that was the direction that went in that movie?
That did go that direction. Patrick Swayze possessed Whoopi Goldberg and did Demi Moore.
As Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
I guess I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Which, I'm not sure she had the proper equipment for that, but, somehow it worked out.
Okay, it's starting to come back to me now.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been probably 15 years since I saw that movie.
I wasn't a lesbian until my husband ghost-fucked me with a woman. And now I realize what was missing in my life the whole time. It was
Whoopi Goldberg.
It was Whoopi Goldberg. It was women. It was the soft, supple touch of a woman's hand. It was, yeah. I had Pat Swayze this whole time, and yeah, fuck it.
Huh. Now I feel dumb because I couldn't remember the fucking.
No, it's all right.
I just remember the pottery thing.
Well, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's how it started. That was Ghost Foreplay. That's what they teach you in. That's what the older kids teach you in Ghost World.
Right.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to start on the pottery wheel. You know, you want to get behind her. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is good.
It's real good.
Just like that, Patrick Swayze. Oh, somebody's screaming at their dog, who is warning us that
they're coming.
They're coming. It's getting fucking cold.
Dude.
It's happening.
I was like, not today. Not today are we going to talk about the weather.
Sorry.
But no, it's not your fault. The weather is happening to us right now.
It is.
It's chilly out here. Like, I left the house and had to put pants on because I had to turn around and go back in the house.
I had a pair of sweatpants in my car.
Yeah. Like, you sweat. Dude, that fucking dog.
Yeah, that's all right. He's all right, man. He's trying to get on the podcast. He's like, I can't believe you didn't remember that part in Ghost. It was the best fucking part. Are you kidding me?
Fucking Swayze, man.
Sean, are you fucking serious? Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg going at you, bumping fucking clams, Sean. Patrick Swayze, Sean. See?
The weather, though.
Get off my train. You don't remember?
I remember that.
Yeah.
That I remember.
Well, tell him. Don't tell me. I know. Yeah, so it's getting cold. The fall is coming.
Yeah. So
we're here. I know.
One of two things is going to have to happen.
I know. We're going to have to kiss each other and just accept the fact that we both have it.
Yep.
And then we can go inside, or we're going to have to go back to the basement.
Yep. One of those two things is going to have to happen.
I think we're going to end up having a couple more where we're good, because this is that time of year where it gets cold.
Yeah.
And then we get that weird ass heat streak, and all of a sudden it's October and it's 116 fucking degrees, and everybody's like, global warming. And then all of a sudden it snows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember this. It was this time last year that we were recording or finishing up Middletown.
No.
Yes.
Year before. No. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was this time last year. We were shooting the construction scene.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I want to say that was week two of the NFL season. That's the only reason I
remember.
Yeah,
you
that.
And Scott were watching the – or were pissed because you couldn't watch the Vikings and Packers game.
Yes.
You're getting updates.
And the Packers beat the Vikings that day. So I kept giving it to Scott the whole time.
I mean, literally, they were having sex. It was super weird. I was like, dude, we have a lot of things to do today. And you're like, I'm almost
like,
done.
So do I.
I was like, God damn, Sean, your stamina is incredible, but it's really hindering our production.
Look, I understand. This is very impressive, but please.
just Scott, can you just, I mean, I don't know, like shake your hips or lean into it or something, for Christ's sakes.
Get this done faster.
Please. We're losing light, Sean or Scott. We're losing light.
But that was a hot day. Do you remember that?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I was getting at. Is that
it was
like,
super hot for you guys. Super hot for us to watch.
And the temperature.
Oh, sure.
Along with that. But it was like really
it
warm
was a
out.
Hot day.
It was like
it was hot.
95 degrees
hot.
Outside. And that might be an exaggeration. But it was hot.
It was balls hot.
Yeah. So that was a year ago.
It's so weird. Time is so weird. It seems like 11 years ago.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah, a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Yeah, it's called Troy.
Hey, speaking of
man.
Middletown, because we haven't talked about it in one episode.
Yep,
it's time to bring it back around.
Loop it back. Put a pin in it.
Pins in it. I'm gonna take it out. Today. yesterday. We got news that we were accepted to the Catskill International
Film Festival.
And Sean, really, there's if you have to pick one mountain range in New York State,
it's the Catskills.
It's got to be the Catskills. Fuck the Adirondacks. Am I right?
The greens are nice.
The greens aren't bad. The Berkshires are on the border.
Uh-huh.
You know, but they don't count.
Like literally.
Yeah.
Literally on the border.
Yeah. But people don't say, hey, me and my lovely lady wife are going to go watch Shecky Green in the Adirondacks.
No.
No, they take a trip up to the Catskills.
Do we get to tell funny Catskill comedy jokes?
I think we're entitled now.
I feel like we're part of that culture now.
Two festivals. Like, we're festival darlings.
Yeah, like, you know what? Yeah.
That's us now, right?
Yeah, when they write the newspaper articles, that's what they're going to say.
Official selection darlings.
2020 festival darlings. Yeah. Jay Leonard and Sean Barnes of the Trenchmouth Productions.
Our class of film festivals, though, like, if 2020 is our class, we're like the fucking auto tech kids. Like, we got the GEDs of classes. But it's all right. I'm still taking it. Like, when we end, we're going to be like, oh, it's a fucking equivalency, but it's still the same. Like, right. I can still go to community college with this, just like you can.
We're all going to end up in the same place in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's totally fine. None of this matters.
Nope. None of it matters.
But this matters.
It does.
The Catskill International Film Festival. International. Jay.
I know.
International.
Internacional.
I am curious what international films have made the role.
I went back and looked at previous years, and there was a Syrian film that won the year before. That is a bet.
Nature.
Bro, nature. Fucking and it nature. Is hunting us right now. Like, what is this? It thinks that we're eating something. It's dive bombing. It's
great.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll pretend I don't see it. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about it. That's our second. Like, that sort of.
Like, one is great.
One is amazing.
And we'll never forget that moment.
No.
But two, it means the first one wasn't a fluke.
Right.
That's, like, you can't help but wonder with the first one, like.
Yeah.
They made him, like.
They had a couple of pops that night.
Is there a reason? Like, you know what I mean?
They were sweet on one of our cast members.
Right.
Like I don't know. Maybe if we do this.
Jay Leonard has a pretty mouth.
He has a real pretty mouth.
Yeah. So. Don't get me wrong. We were very excited about one, but two is fucking great, man.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations,
Festival Internacional. I'm very excited. So we continue. The only thing I'm worried about is saying some super weird shit.
We have some Q and A's coming up.
We do, and now it's real. Like, we have Q and A's coming up. Like. In a week and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
I hope we're not the first one. I want to get a vibe.
You know, we got a good time slot.
Saturday evening.
At 7. Saturday, September 26th at 7 p.m. If you have some wits about you. And if you're a fan of this podcast, which, I mean, you're listening to episode 227, hopefully you've purchased your ticket. To the
it's only $7.
It's $7 for the movie. It's $25 for all the movies.
Yeah, 95 movies, right?
95 movies, 4 features, 2 narrative features. One of them being real time.
And a variety of short films.
Animacion, experimentacion,
comedy, horror, thriller,
yes,
documentary,
all of those things.
Films
about Coney Island.
Yeah,
a lot of things going on there.
But if you don't have your ticket, you can go to Coney Island Film Festival.
.com.
It's all streaming this year, which, honestly, I've made it no secret that I'm disappointed about the lack of party.
I saw a video about it.
And, yeah. But the more I think about it, I feel like this could help us, though.
100%.
I think people are going to be more down to clown with our movie. If they don't gotta take a trip on take the Q train,
dude,
I'm pretty sure it's the Q line all the way out to Coney Island.
Look at Mr. MTA over here.
Just saying, and
I think it's gonna help too.
Yeah, I think people are gonna be like, oh wow, you gotta check the feature out.
Gotta
check the feature out.
Check it out. Yeah, I'm excited too. I think it's gonna be good, and I think also how it works for us, if I try to spin things positively, is that we were applying to a lot of local festivals, festivals in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, things like that, because we want to make the trip. We want to make the trip, and we wanted to make it worth it. If we're going to pay the money for a submission fee and we have a chance of getting into it, then we'd like to be able to go and participate in the thing and blah, 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 blah. The worst thing would be to get an acceptance letter and someplace that's too far away for us to go. It's not cost effective or time effective. And we just say, like, thanks, guys.
Right.
We can't make it, but thanks for showing it. And we have no idea anything.
Yeah, and then we have no idea how it goes. And
but this year, it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, Catskill is how far from us? I mean, like,
a couple hours?
Maybe an hour and a half. Yeah. Hour and a half. So it doesn't matter if you're an hour and a half from us or if you're in Los Angeles, they're all going to happen on my couch. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So now I'm more apt to submit and submit and submit like across the world. You know what I mean? Because it's all going to be the same experience. You're going to have the ability to see the movie online and then do the Q&A. And that's really the most important thing is to get people to see the movie. So this is a really good opportunity. You know, it's real weird. We took a ride yesterday. My daughter, who's been super good about this whole pandemic and shit. She hasn't really complained at all. I was like hanging out in my bed, like looking at my texts and shit yesterday. And she came up out of nowhere and got on my bed next to me, which she never does. And she's like, "Hey, Skipper."
She's called you Skipper?
Yeah, she's like, "Can we get out of here?" And I was like, "Really?" Because she's at the age where she just wants to be in her bedroom. It's her space. It's you know, decorates it the way she wants. You remember being a kid and like, that's your place. I was like, "Really? You want to leave?"
And she's I had a black light. Oh, with a black light poster.
Well, I can't do that because I know she'll be smoking the fucking chong. So, no. And I was like, "Really? You want to get out?" And she's like, "Yeah." She goes, I just want, I go, "Where do you want to go?" She goes, "I want to go anywhere that's not the same three streets that I've been seeing for a year."
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's, I get it. So, you know, I talked to my girlfriend and she's like, "I had fucking plans today, but all right, let's do it." And we went for a ride. No idea where we're going to go. Decided that where we're going to go is the Gilboa Dam.
Okay.
Now, I had a memory of the Gilboa Dam being a place with a park with like picnic tables and you could walk up to the edge and you could kind of see the reservoir and the creek and the, you know, for those who aren't local, the Gilboa Dam is a,
it floods all the time.
It's a fucking dam. and there's not much special about it except for it's one of the reservoirs for the city. And I don't know. It's just a big fucking dam. But it had a park, and that's what's important. It's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
So we drove this crazy-ass ride, dude. Like, when you get way
you take
down
30 south.
30 the whole way.
Yeah.
And it gets sketchy.
It's You went like, through Middleburg?
Middleburg.
But kept going.
You go to Middleburg? And then it's 25 miles from Middleburg.
And then you kept going.
There were places that you go through where there's like six houses on each side of the road that are, there's nothing left of them, but there's still people living there.
People still live there. There's ACs in the window.
It's 100% that.
Yeah.
So scary. Then you get on this crazy ass road. It's like, it's got like numbers and letters in it. It was super weird. And we get there and they don't let you near the dam anymore. They don't even let you near it. It's not even like, there's no park. There's no observation. There's no picnic tables. There's no place to eat the bag of food I brought. There's just, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
So we turn around and head back home. Now, there's a state park down there. We stop there for a second. There's a big sign with a map. And my kid looks at me and goes, "Are we near Catskill?" And I was like, "Not really, but I mean, I guess kind of. Like, we can probably get there from here."
Right.
She's like, "Well, I remember going to Catskill once. We went there for lunch, and it was really cute." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know." She's like, "Yeah, cats on the street." I'm
"Cats everywhere, right?"
Yeah, yeah, cool. I'm like, "Well, I don't know if we're going to do it today." And she's like, "All right." Get back in the car. She's like, "Is there any chance we can go to Catskill?" She said Catskill probably, honestly, a dozen times. Out of nowhere. I've never heard her say that word before.
Right.
Now, I am in the middle of nowhere. I have no service. As soon as we get back into service, my phone dings. I get the email from Catskill International Film Festival.
Killer, man.
And I'm like, what the fuck are the odds?
What are the odds?
Right? I don't believe in anything, but that's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny.
Right?
It's a little funny. It's a little bit funny.
It's a little funny. It's a little funny.
That, dude, that
shit is, as the kids say, that shit is sus.
Oh, that is sus. Mm. Super sus.
Yeah, it's a little sus.
Sweet and sour sus.
Barbecue sauce.
I've never been. I couldn't be more excited.
I couldn't be more
excited.
You
can hear it in my voice, right?
Listeners to the podcast will recognize that as Sean's excitement monotone.
Wow.
I couldn't be more excited.
This is probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
It's really, you know, you put a lot of work, and it's really exciting to see it actually pay off, and recognition is
important. It is important, and, you know, it's great that, you know, our cast and crew gets to enjoy this time and sure, yeah. appreciate, you know, the hard work they put
in. You know, being accepted by your peers is a big deal because it's really what keeps you going in those long
yeah,
nights.
Yeah, yeah. Or even knowing that you are, like, that they consider you, like, to be one of them.
Oh, no, it's a peer. Yeah. You know, when we shoot and it's late, you know, we're burning the midnight oil. It's cold yeah, and yeah. rainy. It's
2 in the morning driving down off the mountain.
Yeah, you know, I'm yeah. sore and tired and 16-hour day. It's nice to know that, they, you know.
Then you got to do it again tomorrow.
So, yeah. It's good to be appreciate it.
Just real, real excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's excited Sean Bartz. Hold your applause. I'm happy you're excited. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. It's cool to see those laurels.
It's so
gross to say.
I know, but you're gonna, the day's going to come cool. where you print a poster.
I know.
Like print like the official poster out and it's going to have laurels on it.
It's going to have a couple now.
At least
a couple. We got a few more coming up. We'll see what they think about us. I don't know. We got a couple of big hard middle fingers.
Sure. A couple that hurt more than others.
Yeah,
one particular.
Just confusing. But anyway, there's one superior mountain range.
There is a superior mountain
in New York State, and it's clearly the Catskills.
I'll make a drive.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's the update on that, and it feels good.
It's great.
Fantastic. We gotta plan something. We gotta figure out how we're gonna do the
Q&A. Like, are we gonna be in the same place?
Yeah. Like, how are we gonna do it?
Like, I feel like we should, but I feel like we shouldn't at the same time.
I know.
I've been thinking about, like, should I make a cool backdrop? Like, I assume we're gonna be on camera. You know.
Yeah. Like a back. What kind of backdrop?
I don't know. Put a green screen.
I don't know. Jesus, but Ray Romano. What kind of backdrop? It's Robert.
I'm in Queens.
I don't know.
Deborah.
Robert.
Ma.
I got to. Karen, I'm busy. I got to make a Middletown backdrop. No, I'm in the basement. That's why I'm yelling. What kind of backdrop are you talking about?
I mean, like, if we're going to be on...
Like a step and repeat? Are you going to wear a tuxedo? Dude, we should rent weird-ass tuxedos. Let's just rent weird-ass tuxedos. Can we do that?
That's expensive.
You could print from fucking men's warehouse. We get one for like $40.
Can I just get it? No pants.
Just the top, please.
No pants, no shoes.
Yeah. Can I just you don't do that?
Can I just get a shirt, tie, and jacket? Maybe a top hat.
Yeah, we should do that.
No, but like a you know, behind me for the.
Yeah.
You gotta look good.
What would it be?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Would it be the mountains? The Catskill Mountains.
The Catskill Mountains. Catskill Game Farm.
Hey. A friend of mine.
We'll drop that in there.
A friend of mine's dad punched a llama Wallaby. In the face at Catskill Game Farm.
Llama?
Knocked it out cold. Yeah, it did the thing where it spits at you. And like, his reflex, he just threw a hand and he hit him and he hit it right in the jaw and knocked it out cold.
He knocked out a llama.
They were escorted out of the building, farm.
Did it make it? Did the llama make it?
I don't know.
There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, how would you know? They wouldn't send out an update. But I guess he never got charged for any sort of burial or cremation.
We're going to need your contact information and your credit card number before you leave, sir.
That llama's final wishes just were in to case. Be brought back to Peru. It was originally from.
It's all right here in his llama will.
Llama will and testament. Llama wool. Last wool and testament. There it is.
Last wool and testament.
Okay.
Damn it. Got it. Yeah. Sure it wasn't an alpaca?
You know, we could find out. I can make a phone call after this. We'll do
sure
an addendum.
Sure it was a llama or was it a...
I think it was a llama.
An alpaca. Yeah. Really not wanting to get to the bottom of this.
I feel like I talked a lot this episode.
No, you were great. You're a beautiful man.
I'm sorry. We're not there yet. You got some time.
We can... This is longer... Hey, as they say.
Yeah.
It's a podcast that's not about length.
No.
But how you use it, which I haven't said in months.
I know.
But I'm okay with it.
Really?
We talked about it last episode.
Yeah, I'm transitioning out.
I'm okay with it.
How long before you think we change the name of the podcast?
I feel like it's bound to happen eventually.
Think so?
Well,
you could change the name of the podcast and not change the RSS feed, right? It's like changing your Twitter handle.
I think you're onto something. Yeah. Like, what you call it?
ID10T.
Yeah. They were Nerdist. And they switched. Yeah. And they kept their episode count.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
We can.
I'm just as good as Chris Hardwick.
It's better.
I would say better. Yeah.
You have, I mean, at least one less sexual misconduct allegation against you.
At least one less.
At least one
less. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
As far as I know. I've only known you for 6 years, but.
It's been a minute, you and I.
Yeah. It has been a minute. Ups and downs.
It's been longer than 6 years now.
Has it?
It's coming up on.
Oh, my God. Six? Yeah. Seven? No. No, 6 years, right? 2014? We shot.
So 20.
2014.
People don't care about this.
No, nobody
but
cares.
But I do.
Tonight, I celebrate. Keep talking. My love for you.
We started. You did come to my wedding.
There'll be no distance between us.
And that was that'll be 6 years this October.
I almost died.
I know.
On the way to your wedding.
It's true.
I just got into a car accident.
You stayed long enough for me to see you from afar and go,
hi.
Hey. And then you left.
Yeah. I was real uncomfortable.
I know. I know you were. But I,
but I did it.
But knowing you now like I do, it yeah. means a lot that you came out.
Thanks, man. At the time, you're like, what the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
What, did he leave money? Yeah. All right. Then I guess he's all right.
I guess that's fine. I don't remember what month we met. In what month we met? When did we start shooting?
October.
So 14.
October 14.
I got married in October 14.
Okay, so no then. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
We shot in the fall.
I think we shot in the summer. Though we must have. We shot at like well, we on shot, J Street. Well, that was the year later.
We
no,
definitely
that was that year.
We definitely shot. Yeah, you're right. I remember shooting in the diner on Valentine's Day because the decorations.
Hearts on the wall.
And we had and to the recreate next, the hearts.
Because next time we were there, it was St. Patrick's Day shit on
yeah.
the walls.
Yeah.
So it's been over 6 years. It's coming up on seven.
Wow. Better part of a decade.
The better part. It was the better part.
Of decadence.
You're right. A decade of decadence.
All that time, and we got into two fucking film festivals.
You know, when you look at it that way, I'm this sorry. Whole thing's a fucking sham. It's all bullshit. You brought me on board to help you like make some shit, and here we are,
we're gonna do
7 years later.
7 years from now, we're going to be...
7 years later, we're going to be doing a podcast that I'm doing with someone else right now. But
in a parking lot.
We'll hit me.
During Sean, listen to me. I'm going to paint you a picture of our future.
Fortune teller.
7 years from now.
7 years from now, you two will be doing a podcast in a parking lot.
Why? Well, because you can't go inside because of a of an airborne virus.
It's a global pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah. No, an airborne virus.
Uh-huh.
That shut down the world for the better part of a year at this point.
But we're still going out and podcasting. Well, yeah. It becomes the new normal. They'll say.
Yeah, no, most other countries do their best to fight it, but the Americans just adjust. So, you know, you'll have a mask in your car and yeah. one in your pocket, and you'll be okay. A little hand sanitizer. And, you know, when it gets, what do we do when it's cold? Well, you'll podcast from your basements. And, you know, like fucking chuds. Just to right. hide underground. And
For $20 more, I'll tell you who's president of the United States.
You're never going to believe
me. You'll never fucking guess. Tell you what, I'll give you multiple choice, 50-50. It's either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Damn you, Rumpelstiltskin.
You'll never guess.
And they never you did. Never yeah, all right.
But, yeah, man, like, I don't know. It's been a good movie year, despite all the shit.
Yes, we're reaping the benefits.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Make you know what we were saying a couple episodes ago. You got to make your peaks. You have to make your own
yeah.
peaks in the
yeah.
year because it's a peaks and valleys, and this year has been one big deep valley.
Yeah.
And we got to make our own peaks.
We
got what we're doing.
We got some peaks. We made them 2 years ago, but they're paying off now.
Yeah, we are reaping what we have sown.
Yes, it's yeah. like an investment. You know, we put some money down a couple of years ago, and now it's paying off.
It's paying off,
which is good. Which is good. The new one. I'm a little worried about it.
Well, we just don't know what we can do.
What can we do? Yeah.
I made some...
I feel like we're ready, but we're just not ready.
Yeah.
The world isn't ready.
They never will be.
No, they never, never, no, bro. Never no. They don't understand us, bro. They don't understand us.
How many things have we made because of quarantine?
What do you mean?
I can name at least three videos that exist by us. They're about Middletown, but they only exist because of quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. The one in your basement and the two.
Yep.
Yeah. If you guys want to see Sean in a gimp mask, I suggest you go out to Middletown.
It's out there.
Facebook.com/Middletown movie. And Sean is wearing a, I guess a submissive sex mask.
Yeah,
I guess would be
for
the,
sure.
the actual. Have you gotten any feedback from that? People asking
a couple people. People think it's funny.
Okay.
I was a little concerned that it might come back and bite me somehow, but it hasn't yet.
The one guy who was going after you about the Trump rally
is just
gnawing at the bit right now.
It's oh, man. He's like, I can't believe it. He did it. Look. Look at him. It's fucking great.
I can't say a goddamn thing because he blocked me.
But, yeah. That dog, dude, is not stopping.
He's fine. He's just...
Don't, dude, he's fine. I feel bad he's putting for it him in. Is what I'm saying, though.
Nah, his owner like, knew what we're doing. Like, it's oh, it's hard on 227 over there.
Yeah, how can it be part of that?
Yeah.
It's like the people at the baseball stadiums yelling from the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know there's a game on.
We think the dog, we should name the dog.
We should.
Yeah. Hmm. We'll think about it.
It has to be like, yeah, podcast related.
Yep. Yep. We should get him on.
Just name him Mike.
Mike's good.
Yeah, just
shit,
Mike.
Shit,
M-I-C. Mike is super quiet all of a sudden, though.
Yeah. I don't think he likes it.
Well, I hope Mike's alive still.
Oh, you just break the neck. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
There he is. I wonder if any of this is being picked up by the mic, so people just think we're hallucinating.
Oh, right.
They've been talking
to each
other
alone
for a long time.
Like, since then, I've still talked to no one else today.
Just me. I'm dead too, Sean.
And I just drove here quickly. I did take an alternate route to see if the programming in my brain would make a mistake.
Oh, good.
It seems that I think I'm good. I think I'm alive.
It's a real mental disorder you're talking about. I want you to know that.
No, I know.
You understand?
I understand.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, but me being aware of it doesn't mean it's not real.
Mm-mm. No, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Slippery slope.
Yep. Yep. Dementia.
Yep. Declining cognitive function.
Yep. Someone steals my shoes.
Where did I park my car? Yep.
Well, gotta go to work. You haven't worked there since 1943. Yep. Gotta get in before the boss gets in.
Oh, yep. Yeah, Puerto Ricans break into my house. Oh, yep.
Yep. Well, I placed a hair on the TV remote so I know if anybody moved it.
Oh, booby traps. Yep.
Spanish flu.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Oh, Sean, it's such a joy. It's such a weekly joy. Oh,
you can't end it like that because then that would be the perfect. That would be you letting me pass on. That would be like you being
like. It
was
so much fun, Sean.
Hey, you know what? Like me finally receiving like confirmation from you would allow me to pass. That's my unfinished business on this planet.
Sean, I just want you to know.
Don't do it.
How proud I am of you.
Just disappear.
And it turns out I've been doing this podcast all along in memory of you. Alone. Just talking
just
to myself.
Haven't been the same.
If you go back and play all the episodes, the absence of your voice, it's just me.
Just gone. It's just old episodes of you talking.
Yeah.
The fuck do you say? Oh, time for the Craigslist ad of the week. Man, Sean, I really hate these Craigslist ad of the week, huh? Really? An old refrigerator, huh?
Sean, you want to do the thing? Okay.
Right.
The first 20 seconds of every podcast is dead silence. Yeah, I don't like to say my. I don't like to.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. That's how every podcast starts.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And then just. Hey. There he is. Yeah, we should. I'm going to go back and edit your voice out of
you
all
you should do. Like, and but, yeah, you just have to leave empty space, though. You can't just, yeah.
Just empty.
Ever tell you about, so a couple, when we first started doing the podcast, there was an episode episode like 3 or 4, like early.
Yeah.
Where Kieran was on the episode.
Origins.
Yeah. Kieran did an Origins. And the entire episode was about porn and like watching porn and
right.
stuff like that. And we recorded the whole thing. And like literally after I hit stop, Kieran was like, yeah, I don't want that out there.
Yeah.
Understandably, she was trying to become a teacher.
Her job, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yep.
So I painstakingly removed her from the episode.
Oh, my God.
But you would have no idea she was there.
And now, no one would ever know until you brought it up, I guess.
Doesn't
huh?
exist.
Three doesn't exist?
No, I'm saying the version with her in it doesn't exist. Does not exist.
But
anywhere.
People still listen to that, right? Like if I went back and listened, it's still there.
Yeah, you
right?
go to hardonpodcast.com/episodes.
It sounds like a segue. It wasn't. I was really asking a question.
I know. But you can go back and you can listen to Hard On Podcast. I think it was like 3 or 4. Or 6.
And,
I don't know.
And again, I'm not asking for a segue here, but really, are they all on there from 1 on?
Yeah. If wow. you go to hardonpodcast.com, I'm not saying this to be like,
yeah.
Even though this is a reasonable way to end the show.
No, I know. It's too reasonable.
If you go to hardonpodcast.com/episodes, you can listen to literally every single episode.
Yeah.
227 of them. That's yeah. You know what? I feel like we don't talk about that. There's 227 of these.
Yeah.
And a couple like bonus episodes. Like the Hard On 100th episode is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a best of episode.
Yeah.
We did one episode twice because we just bitched about the NBA the whole time. So we had to do a remix episode.
Really?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
Dude, do yourself a favor and go to www.hardonpodcast.com/episodes.
It's a lot of work. I mean, it's not a lot of work. It's just, no, we just sit there and talk shit. I just mean like it's a lot of content.
Oh, yeah. The content's there. And like there are some slower episodes.
Sure.
But, I mean, there are some fucking golden oldies.
What I've learned over the last few years of doing this is that we go on these, like, on these roller coasters.
Yeah.
Like, so we went through a period where it was segment-based. We did a bunch of stuff.
We tried that, and we really tried to force that, too.
Yep. Yep.
And it made sense at the time.
It did.
Sorry,
it
go
did.
On.
It did. No. You're illustrating the point. We went through a stage where we were kind of like preparing a little bit and coming in with things to talk about and,
uh-huh.
and having fun and blah, blah, blah. And then we went through a stage where it was just more like jazz and we just come in here and, you know, there's always that thing like, you have anything to talk about? And just figure it out as we go. I'm interested to see the next phase. Like, where will it be?
What's funny is we had kind of decided to get more guests on.
Yeah. Oh, right. We started that.
We had Tommy on.
Yeah.
And, we had had Keely and Jorge on, and we had like people on. Like it wasn't going to be every episode, but like maybe we should try to find people to bring on. And then you know, obviously we had Susanna on.
That's right.
And we've had people on. I say recently, but like in the before time, and I think people like that. I enjoyed that having people on talking about different things, what's going on in their world.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you know what's important though? We've continued it throughout.
We have. There were breaks in there.
Yeah.
We had to take this last break. Had to happen.
I had to hit the reset button.
Yeah, because you guys were just going to get us bitching every day for every episode for 2 months, so.
Yeah, it was brutal for a while.
We didn't enjoy doing it.
No, fuck no. We still did the Unsolved Mysteries thing though.
That was
more focused.
That had a focused goal, but right. I feel like even now that will be better.
Yeah.
Once we pick that up, we do plan on picking that. At least I.
Yeah, definitely.
We're just not indoors in front of a screen and everything. So,
yeah.
But once we get back inside, eventually, you know, we'll bring Unsolved Mystery Science Theater back up, and I think even that will be better when we can actually be in the same room and do it. Because we were doing it, we were both trying to like synchronize our Amazon Prime accounts and shit and like watch the episode and crack jokes and be like, I don't know. I feel like it'll be better once we can be in the same room. Not that it was bad. There was some fucking funny shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been putting out the work. So, okay. So there you go. So figure 227 episodes plus, how many Unsolved Mysteries?
8 or 9.
Yeah. No, plus, more than that. There was like, no, we did like 12. I think there was 18.
We did finish a whole season.
We got to the end. There was 18 episodes, I think, in the season. And I think we got to like 12 or 13 or somewhere around there. We got pretty close to the end.
Yeah. Plus we did 8 or 9 episodes of an NBA podcast at one point.
Yeah, We've sat across from each other a lot of times.
It's true.
Talking shit into a microphone.
I've probably said more words to you than my own father. Did that make you feel bad?
Is it good for you?
I like to think maybe he'll go to bed. Maybe he's in the afterlife listening to this. And,
well, Sean, here's some news. You've been dead the whole time, and hey, Mr. Barnes, come on.
He just fucking
out of the creek.
That's why that woman earlier when she came out, she's like, "Are you done in here? Are you gonna need?"
She meant
she left the door unlocked.
She meant the world.
She left the door unlocked so he can pass through to come out. And
that was St. Peter. She was asking you, like, "Are you done in here?" And I was like, "Yeah, we're all set. No, I'll take care of it."
That's great. Yeah. Now we can't cut that part of the episode out.
Yeah.
Because then people will be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And I have the episode before you upload it. So I could just remove everything. Especially now it's so easy because it's just you're in one channel.
I could just
turn that channel off, man.
Great.
And then it's just me having a conversation with myself.
There's going to be a version
of
this.
Sean's Ladder.
Should we release the
Barnesy's Ladder?
Dead Sean episode?
Yeah. Dead Sean. fuck.
Well, this has been Hard on Podcast forever.
We'll do it on the other side.
I like to think it was good for me. I hope God feels the same.
Amen.
Thanks, Jim.